St. Paul was a man of great faith. He demonstrated this through the authorship of many letters found in the Bible. His letters speak of how to live the faith, not only in their times, but very applicable in our times. And we hear his encouragement always to do so. He drew many people to Jesus and baptized them into the fold so that they could share into the inheritance of Jesus Christ. You know, and St. Paul, when he did all this, he didn't send delegations and simply told them what they needed to do. He went there himself. He wasn't in some kind of ivory tower guarded. He went forward knowing very well the dangers that would go and face him. He was a man who was no stranger to hardship, misunderstanding, and scorn. And because of this, he was imprisoned many times. You have in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23 and following, how he explained that he had five times received 40 lashes minus one. Three times was shipwrecked, and he outlines in 2 Corinthians 11 all of the ways in which he experienced danger to his very life. We hear him today expressing a deep sorrow in his heart to Timothy in the second letter. He says, "At my first defense, no one appeared on my behalf, but everyone deserted me." This goes back to the first chapter of 2 Timothy, when he said, "You know that everyone in Asia deserted me, including Phygellus and Hermogenes." Now, I don't know who Phygellus or Hermogenes was, but you bet be sure that when he mentioned their names, it meant because he was quite shocked at the fact that these two individuals, perhaps those who were close to him in that province, in that area of Asia, he couldn't believe that they themselves were not even there to support him. And we got to think, that's crazy. St. Paul, this man who was on fire out of love for the Lord, who was zealous for the salvation of souls. No one was there to support him. No one was there to be by his side. How is it that of all people was he abandoned? And we all go through that feeling of isolation, despair, loneliness. You know, maybe you've been fired from your job, you know, because they're downsizing. You know, maybe you've been putting up a brave front while you're struggling with cancer. You struggle to live on with the loss of a loved one. You feel that family and friends just don't understand or don't want to understand the danger that is Proposal 3. And you feel abandoned by God. And the crazy thing is, you know, as you take a look at the letters of St. Paul, does he wallow in that? Does he often express that lament in his heart? He laments often for the people to understand him, to hear the message that he's trying to communicate, the salvation of Jesus Christ. Not so much the woes and the sorrows in his life, although how easy it would have been to pen that, to write that, to express that. He's not stuck there, but he moved forward, constantly moving forward. How does he do that? His life in Jesus. You and I are called to acknowledge that Jesus is our all, is our everything. And we can rattle that off, have a nice song. But then when, you know, we find ourselves pushed to the corner, you know, is it really in Jesus that we confide in? Or is he simply the plan Z, right? You know, I got all these other contingency plans. You know, that's what I'm going to rely on. Those are the things that are going to bring me what I need. And okay, as a fallback, finally I'll go to God. finally I'll go to Jesus. He's got to be first. You know, and that's how we find that supernatural faith, that we find that supernatural hope that supersedes the waves that constantly come upon us. You know, when we feel ourselves in the midst that we're drowning. You know, it's only that hope, only that faith in Jesus Christ that will help us get through. And that's why even St. Paul is able to say something that is so crazy. How it is that he rejoices in the sufferings that he has. Because it leads him closer to Jesus. After his lament to Timothy, he says, "May it, this desertion, not be held against them. But the Lord stood by me and gave me strength, so that through me the proclamation might be completed and all the Gentiles might hear it. And I was rescued from the lion's mouth. The Lord will rescue me from every evil threat and will bring me safe to his heavenly kingdom. To him be glory forever." And you know, that notion that St. Paul expresses is incredibly hard to do. You know, it's not just like this flip of a switch, like, okay, I didn't know that's how I'm supposed to respond or act. You know, even the knowledge of that, that's a struggle. But make no mistake, that's the key. That's the goal. That's where we ought to be aiming toward. The kind of confidence in Jesus in which all our hopes are placed on. St. Paul never gave up the fight, but competed well, finished the race, and kept the faith. It's this way how we can find ourselves keeping our heads above water. If you're struggling with despair and isolation, you know, one of the beautiful things that we have in the tradition of the church and the Catholic faith is by looking towards the intercession of the saints, you know. And so, as we were talking about St. Paul, pray to St. Paul, a novena. You know, there's a lot of novenas out there. And a really great website to remember amidst all of the, you know, as you're trying to find a novena to St. Paul is praymorenovenas.com. Praymorenovenas.com. You can't get simpler than that. Huh? And one of the beautiful things that, you know, we had experienced last year with the Treasures of the Church, you know, we had 150 plus relics brought here. Father Carlos Martin explained that, you know, while we have this great cloud of witnesses that's with us, you know, they're not only just people whom we aspire to emulate, to follow their virtue, their holiness, and to see that it's possible, right? These are regular human beings, right? You and me. But then also, too, the fact that they want to be our friends, that they want a relationship with us. And so, you know, this is a way that we can find ourselves entering into that more deeply, is to pray that novena to a saint, that we're looking for assistance, we're looking for help, we're looking for intercession. And so if you find yourself in the midst of that despair and loneliness, you know, pray to St. Paul. You know, he's been through it. And ask him for his intercession. Ask him, St. Paul, how'd you do it? And how'd you get through it? How come you didn't just throw in the towel? How come you just didn't go, Lord, enough is enough? You know, how did you persevere through that and rejoice? How did you find that joy? What does that even look like? St. Paul, help me come to understand that. Help me deepen my relationship with Jesus, that my life emulates yours. For indeed, you and I are not alone.